Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, the Kraken are playing tonight. Are you sporting your KISW hockey? I mean, do you have your hockey merch?
Yes. Vicky's wearing it.
All right, good. Good.
That's hers, not mine.
I
have my own.
Okay.
She's wearing hers.
Look, I don't mind if you want to get some Kraken merchandise. I get that. But if you don't have a KISW hockey beanie or a KISW hockey t-shirt with the tentacles just, in, you know, basically surrounding the rock symbol, I don't know if the Kraken will ever win again. I'm just saying. I mean, I feel like, you know, you got to do your part.
You're right.
So how can you get the KISW hockey merch? It's simple. Just go to the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time for Beat Mix. And it is Thursday, so let's get cracking.
Release the Kraken.
And they're going into the deep, because that is that what they're calling the Climate Pledge Arena?
Yeah, they refer to it as the deep.
I mean,
they were always kind of referencing it, but I feel like they really leaned into it after the new that new crazy pregame show spectacle, which is just when they have the eye going where the glasses.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought was like the tentacle on the ice was super cool with all the lights up and stuff. But that eyeball, like, I cannot wait to go see that in person.
Yeah,
like, I'm really stoked. I got goosebumps right now.
I'm interested.
And they refer to it as the deep, which is perfect.
Yeah. Man.
I like that better than Climate Pledge.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go to the deep.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see if indeed that they like will do different themes for each team that comes to town, the way Vegas had their theme when we went there and they, you know, the Knight was beating the Kraken. I find that to be a cool reason to go to games is every game could be different.
I feel like next season we might get something like that.
That'd be really cool. I mean, we got the Sharks coming today, so it'd just be like the Sharks just getting eaten by a giant Kraken. That'd be sweet.
Well, we still haven't had the mascot unveiled, and they keep like teasing it, or they like, you know, because even when they were showing like the water on the ice, and then all of a sudden that tentacle shows up just a little bit just to give you a tease. So I think when everything's fully like, everything's been fully revealed, which I think this entire season that's been the fun, is that they've been like slowly putting things out. Maybe next year we'll get like moments where the Kraken eats the shark.
Or that'd be sweet.
Strangles the shark.
Sweet.
That'd be amazing.
Very nice.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Chris in Bellevue. Chris, are you there?
I am. And just like Tommy Lee, I spoke to Big Chris and he said, let's play.
All right.
Wow.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
All right, me and Big Steve are going to go in the other room.
All right.
Okay.
Alrighty, this is disturbing.
Wow, yeah. For those playing at home, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chris, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
At
at the time the U.S. was celebrating its bicentennial, who was the president?
Was that Gerald Ford?
Yes. Which singer was Bobby Brown married to from 92 to 2007?
Oh, crap. I know.
In 1917, the U.S. entered what war?
Which year?
1917.
World War One.
Yes. What male pop singer voices Branch in the Trolls movie?
Justin Timberlake.
Yes. On what day of the week is Mardi Gras?
Tuesday.
Yes. Who played the title character in the 60s movie Cool Hand Luke? How many neck bones do humans have?
Neck bones?
Yeah.
4, 5, 6.
No. Skeet Ulrich plays Billy Loomis in which 1996 scary movie?
Scream.
Yes. A Virgin Mary cocktail is a Bloody Mary without which ingredient?
Vodka.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
I'm going to put Chris on hold because he's
yeah,
very
yeah,
loud.
Yeah, he's driving or something.
No, he's on an airplane,
very,
of course.
Loud. There you go. Yeah, he's flying around.
Yeah, that's very, very loud on that one.
It was very loud, but also very loud was his score.
Yeah.
Does that work? Yeah, okay, yeah, sure, yeah, okay, yeah.
Sure. All right, we'll go for that.
Yeah. We'll have to see how Steve does or Big Steve. I don't know which one's answering the questions here.
Oh, you want Big Steve?
No. That was a bad thing to bring back up.
Yeah. Put the microphone down.
Oh, jeez.
I'm kidding.
Wow.
I wouldn't do that to you guys.
Whoa.
I appreciate that. I like to keep my job.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
At the time the U.S. was celebrating its bicentennial, who was the president?
Eisenhower.
No.
Roosevelt.
No.
Nixon.
No. Which singer was Bobby Brown married to from 1992 to 2000? Yes. In 1917, what the U.S. entered which war?
The War of 1812.
No.
Nice. World War One.
Yes. What male pop singer voices Branch in the Trolls movie?
Oh. Justin Timberlake.
Yes. On what day of the week is Mardi Gras?
Tuesday.
Yes. Who played the title character in the 60s movie Cool Hand Luke?
Clint Eastwood.
No.
Oh. James Dean.
No.
Oh. Rock Hudson.
No. How many neck bones do humans have?
One.
No.
Six?
No.
Nine?
No. Yeah. Skeet Ulrich plays Billy Loomis in which 1996 scary movie?
Scary movie?
No.
Scream?
Yes. A Virgin Mary cocktail is a Bloody Mary without which ingredient?
Alcohol.
Yes. In what year of the late 2000s was the hit game Minecraft released?
2008.
No! Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's a tie!
Oh. Whoa. Kiss your sister.
No, thank you. Yeah. I don't click on those thumbnails.
Yeah, pass on those ones.
Wow, how about that? A tie. Steve is, you know, it's been a tough year for him.
It has been.
And, yeah. I mean, a tie's not a loss. So, I mean, in hockey, well, you kind of get a point. Yeah, you get 1 point. So that's good.
Hmm. We didn't get to go to a shootout, though.
No. one of the ones that you did not get correct, Chris, did. At the time the U.S. was celebrating its bicentennial, the president was Gerald Ford. So you're pretty close when it came to Nixon. So
yeah. So close.
I think only the only person like here that would know this one would probably be BJ, but who played Cool Hand Luke?
Was it Steve McQueen?
No.
Oh, then I don't know.
Paul Newman.
Oh, Paul Newman.
He's
okay.
Looked like Steve McQueen, I think.
Well, Paul Newman was a little better looking.
Wait, the dressing sauce guy? He was in movies?
Yeah. He was an actor before he made all those dressings.
He was the guy who made us that lemonade. He also...
Yeah. I think he did spaghetti sauce as well.
Isn't he Pa? He's just Pa, who makes all the cookies and stuff.
And then how many neck bones do humans have?
70 separately.
Well, if you would have just said 7 there instead of whatever the hell you just did, you would have been correct.
Only 7? Well, yeah. That's lucky.
There's only 7. And then what year of the late 2000s was the hit game Minecraft released?
Well, I'd be guessing at this point it's not 2008, so I would say 2007 or 9.
Yeah, it would be 9, yeah. Good job.
That's Lily's favorite game, by the way.
Is it really?
Oh, wow, really? She's a crafter?
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
Does she run away from those little scary duders, or does she just build stuff?
Dude, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
She's trying to show me the game a million times. It's like, Dad, look, I can build you a pumpkin. And I'm like, great. I don't know what's happening.
And you're not a video game guy, are you?
No.
Yeah, this is going to be very, wow, that's fascinating. She's in a world, you know, and Minecraft is, yeah, I mean, it's pretty addictive. It's pretty huge.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Congratulations on your tie, Steve.
Good job, Steve.
So I said at that time, it wasn't World War One; it was the Great War from Costco Josh. I did say the Great War after that, just so.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Just because I wanted to flex that knowledge. That was once a beat Migs question as well.
Yes.
Well, it's an interesting thing because it's also known as World War One. It was relabeled that, so sure. I feel like, you know.
I covered my ass on both ends, just like the alcohol vodka one as well.
Yeah, Rev didn't say what was the specific name at the time. He didn't say that, so you know what? All right. From a nitpicker to another nitpicker. We got a reporter in West Virginia. This is excellence in broadcasting. This reporter got hit by a car during a live shot and did not miss a beat.
Dude, the video of this is just insane because she's just out there doing a report like a lot of the on-the-field reporters do. And then a car, luckily not coming fast, but still knocked her down. I mean, you're not expecting a car to hit you.
Yeah, if Thank I get hit God. Enough to get knocked down, I'm swearing. You can catch this on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com if you want to see this video. It happened Wednesday night. WSAZ-TV reporter Tori Yorgi had started to report from the field, and like Steve said, you see a car come from behind and strike her.
Now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze-thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay.
One more sure okay,
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
sure
you
okay.
are so sweet, and you are okay. It is all good. You know, oh, Lord.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were bumped in... Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking.
Oh, I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes. But this is live TV, and everything's okay. I thought I was in a spot, but clearly, we might need to move the camera over a bit.
Yeah.
So let me do that.
That guy,
jeez.
I'm sure he cares. He doesn't sound it.
No, he doesn't. It's like he's using the newscaster voice the entire time. And boy, it's like you sound like you're dead inside. Like, did you get hit high or
I don't
low?
Know if he could see what happened because I'd be the worst reporter. If I saw that and my coworker, I'd be like, oh, yes. Like, I'd just be. And he's just like, whoa, that's a first for you on TV, huh, Tori? And then she's like, no, actually, I've been hit before on television.
Right?
I'm like, oh, my gosh, this poor girl. And then when she said, this is my last week, I'm like, this is my last day.
Yeah, I
Deuces,
think I'm out.
If I'm already done, you're not sending me out on the field again because I saw online people, a lot of like reporters across the country that do that kind of a gig where they go out there on the field to do like the on-the-field reporting are all saying, yeah, it's not safe. Like, it's just one person nowadays because of how budget cuts have been. You don't go out there with a lot of times with a cameraman or a crew.
Oh, that's her by herself?
That's why you heard her go, I have to move the camera. So it's just her set up a camera and then does the report. So she has no one looking out for her.
Oh, that's lame. I didn't realize that was going up. Boy, wow, that is... They send those people out alone? That's horrible.
Not all, but many.
Wow. Well, I mean, her in that particular instance, I mean, that... Wow. Well, I'm glad she's okay. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Well, that makes sense as to why no one warned her, because she just was, like, doing her thing.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, some reporters are out there just saying, yeah, this highlights the dehumanizing things that reporters have to go through, especially in the smaller markets, just so they can get things done by a deadline. And just the whole idea of just being sent out alone in those kind of situations where you just don't know if you're safe or not.
Yeah, that's a beating, literally.
That, I mean, he just sounds so like,
he doesn't care.
How about that, Tori? Like, oh my gosh, Steve. Like,
I mean, I know.
She just got hit by a car. You could hear the panic in her voice.
Yes, and how about you get a little change? You change your newscaster delivery, or is that the only way you speak? Is that how you call out your wife's name and throws her passion? That was wonderful, Mary.
That must be a first for you, huh, wife?
Wow. Are we going to go high or low, honey? I mean, okay. All right, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic, you guide the show. You want to go high, you want to go low. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. We got your calls, we got your texts. We'll take those at 918 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. This is your opportunity to be heard, but make sure you do it the way Steve wants you to do
it's
it.
It's a simple way, BJ. That's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Daniel in Seattle. Daniel, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. Daniel, what you got for us today, buddy?
Hey, I just want to know a little bit more about these Krakens. Where do they come from? Where do we get these players? And how do we come up with the name Kraken?
Oh, Steve, I'm going to let you feel this one. You're the hockey guy.
The name came up, I think, through just fan suggestions, and then it started off, I think, almost like as if like a little grassroots jokey type of a thing, but then everyone just fell in love with, not everyone, but a lot of people fell in love with it, and then the team kind of embraced that, which I think just showed right off the get-go that they were listening to their fans. As far as getting the players, there was an expansion draft where we got to pick a player from each team, and then free agent signings and drafts and things along those lines. That's how you put together the team.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay, well, I appreciate you guys' time to go ahead and talk with someone else.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks for talking to us.
He might be my favorite caller.
I'm not sure if he was messing with us or not, but I don't think he was.
No, about these Krakens, Steve.
I will tell you this.
People call them the Krakens because I know it pisses some people off because, like, there's a Kraken. And I'm like, I think it's hilarious when people refer to them as the Krakens.
I have a hard time telling. I am on Facebook so much in some groups it's like shows that I love, and there are so many trolls that will go on there and ask questions like that. And you're like, one dude said, one character left a show. And the dude said, I don't understand it. Why did this character leave the show? And I went back and checked his posts out, and he actually posted like an after show interview with that person talking about why she left the show. So it's like, I said, dude, you posted the interview of why she left the show. Why are you trolling us like this? So I don't know. I can't tell if somebody really doesn't know something or if they're being a troll.
Or maybe they just want to talk. And they just come up with the first thing that pops into mind.
I've been guilty of that back when I was growing up calling sports radio. I just wanted to talk about the Devils, even though they didn't want to talk about the Devils. I was just like, I'm calling about the Devils. I don't know. I think the guy was being sincere.
Yeah. I do, too.
I want to believe it. I believe it. Yeah.
I want to believe it. I do. I mean, because I love being helpful.
More.
Yeah. I mean, plus he was really kind. He was like, go talk to somebody else. I mean, I want to believe he's real, but I'm tainted by the internet, man.
The internet has effed us forever.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it has.
In so many ways.
Oh, it's so many ways. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose.
All right, somebody had a question. Said, hey, what do you guys think about the Lord of the Rings TV series? I'm pretty excited. I'm sure Migs is, LOL. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to watch them walk through the forest on an episodic level.
Oh, you're probably not going to watch it. You're not going to watch this.
Probably.
Probably not.
There's shows that I want to watch that I don't get to watch, BJ.
Here's the insane thing. I mean, man, Amazon has got some money because the first season of this show cost $465 million to produce.
How did they do that?
That is insane. And I figure they only must have 10 episodes. I can't imagine it's more than 10 to 13 episodes. I don't know, Steve. I was going crazy when Paramount was paying $8 million to do Star Trek Discovery, and they've got like between 10 and 13 episodes. But this blows that out of the water. It blows any show out of the water as far as how much it costs to make.
I don't even understand how they make that money back. I mean, I'm sure they've done the math and they figured that, okay, through word of maybe it's like the talk about Hulu and people are going to sign up for it or Amazon, whatever it is, this thing is on.
You know who you're talking about. Yeah.
So interested in this.
But don't forget, I can't imagine $400 million if they're going to make that money back.
But you know Amazon.
They're going to make their money regardless because people are going to either like, oh, let me buy Lord of the Rings stuff on Amazon. Let me start buying other things and this and that.
So it's a bigger picture thing.
Yeah. So they're making their money elsewhere to fund these things.
And they also don't mind losing money. You know, Amazon, that's always been their thing. If they can give you amazing programming that you will choose their streaming service, just like if you can buy this stuff from them as opposed to going to a brick and mortar store, they make things cheaper than anybody can sell them. So if they make a quality program that nobody else could afford to put on their site because they just couldn't afford to pay $465 million, they don't care. They go, well, yeah, we're losing money, but then eventually we'll be the only choice.
That's a lot of money, though.
I agree with you, but Amazon is that way. They buy skillions of dollars worth of stuff and sell it a lot cheaper than anybody else could even try to sell it for, even to the point where Amazon's losing money on it. But they go, like, I don't care. We're going to get the we're going to get everybody buying our stuff and coming to our thing.
And there is part of me now wants to see what a $400 million television show looks like. I don't think it'll last very long.
Yeah, you can watch like the first 10, 15 minutes, fall asleep, and you'll be good. You'll get the gist of it.
Yeah, the opening scene and then the credits, I feel like I'll get the idea of what's going on.
Oh, I think you're right. Rev's right. Usually they put a lot of action-packed stuff on an opening scene to catch you, to get your attention.
And it looks like there's going to be 8 episodes in the first season. And according to IMDb...
8 episodes? That's $60 million a piece if I'm doing my math.
Yeah, they already have like a little thing for season 2 already. So I'm assuming that the season 2 has already been greenlit.
Probably. I bet the catering there is insane.
Right.
That so kind of money, they probably have like filet mignon as catering.
Whoa. I remember, you know, there was a show called Sense8 on Netflix that they had to cancel because it was just way too expensive for them to do because they shot it in multiple different countries with different directors. I mean, it was beautiful to actually be in the place they said they were in. But and Netflix is like, we can't afford this.
It was $9 million an episode for that show.
$9 million an episode for that show, and Netflix had to pull the plug because of it. And look at Amazon going $9 million. No way you can do a $60 million, pal.
Everyone knows Lord of the Rings, so people are going to be interested, even if they don't really even care that much. They've just heard of the name, so they're like, oh, it'll probably be.
And this is a prequel, right?
Yeah,
this is like,
I think so.
It's kind of tough to watch prequels for me. I mean, I watch it. It'll probably be beautiful. But when you know what's going to happen to everybody, you know that person's not going to die or you know that person is going to die. It kind of does. I don't know. For me, it's a little tough sometimes with prequels.
Well, I think this is before like even like any of those characters in the movies at all. Like it's well before that.
Yeah, well, Saruman, we know what's going to happen. Saruman, the Dark Lord, we know what's going to happen to him, right?
Oh, yeah. He turns into a big eyeball.
There you go. That's it. That's all we need to know.
Spoiler alert, brother.
Woo! All right.
That's all I got.
And according to some articles, there's rumor that they have greenlit up to 5 seasons.
We're still talking about this stupid show.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what's funny is that, I mean, I feel the same way as you, but my girlfriend is so obsessed with Lord of the Rings, and she gets so angry because I will not watch it with her, and I'm like, I can't. I literally fall asleep the same as you.
It's the worst.
It's really the worst show and the worst movie and book series in the entire world.
It's so
funny.
Bad.
It's funny you say it's the worst, and yet they have spent so much money and continue to put out so much product, and I can't argue with you, Steve. I mean, you know, my complaint wasn't the tree scene, but I can see how that was a problem.
That was the tree movie.
Yeah, the tree movie.
They walked an entire forest for the whole freaking movie.
The Frodo on the boat was what killed me. It was just like, I thought we were at the end. We're not at the end.
The never-ending ending?
Yeah, the never-ending ending. And yet... There are, I mean, I am really looking forward to see what this does just because of how much money they spent.
See, I want Steve to watch this so just so he can roast it. The fact that you've watched these movies and you're able to roast them so well is so entertaining.
Right.
Like, just watch them just to hate on them.
I saw all three, two of them in the theaters. I don't even know why now, looking back on it.
Yeah,
but
that
I did.
Is so bizarre that you would, I mean, after the first one, I think, okay, you would never go see number two.
I didn't hate the first one. It might have been, I don't remember now. Might have been a work reason. The first one wasn't the worst thing in the world. Second one was so damn bad. I remember trying to force myself to fall asleep, and I couldn't fall asleep. It was like,
oh, wow.
It was like pure. I was so well rested to see such a bad film, and I've fallen asleep on so many good movies.
Yeah, you're right.
And then the third one, I just needed closure.
Oh, really?
And yeah. I didn't hate the last one.
Yeah, I hated the last part of the last one.
Well, yeah, I thought the movie was over when they're on, spoiler alert, when they're on the volcano, and I'm like, all right, cool ending. And then all of a sudden, like, we have now another movie that just started.
Yeah, now it's time for the movie. What? Wait.
I was like, come on, guys.
10 episodes at $60 million apiece. Oy, oy, oy. The sets better be made of gold. That's all I have to say.
Might be.
It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls and texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's listeners of the listeners. It's listeners of the ring.
Lord of the listeners.
Oh, no. God. Listeners on the list, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody just texted in, Lord of the Rings is the best. You guys are turds.
I mean, just Steve and I. No one else on the show said it was terrible.
I'm not a huge Lord of the Rings fan. I'm not a super fantasy fan. I like sci-fi better. But I definitely like them better than you guys do, obviously. But I'm not a huge fan, so I'm not gonna jump up and down on that bandwagon too hard. But I'll watch it because, you know, it's going to be beautiful. I mean, $60 million on a fantasy show per episode is going to be gorgeous anyway. The cinematography, all of it is going to be... I'm glad I have a big screen TV because I think it'll really look good on that. And Amazon is basically going out there fighting, man. They know they're up against the Paramount Pluses, the Disney Pluses, the Netflixes.
We're still talking about this show.
Well, I'm talking about business. I'm really talking about how Amazon is basically flexing business. Their muscles, man.
Oh, yeah. So I'm glad I have a big screen TV so I can watch something other than this show.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, by the way, you're the one that brought it up with the text.
A quick text that called us turds. I didn't know. Yeah. I wouldn't have read it. I want to give the person the opportunity to call us turds. I didn't know we're going to still talk about the turd show.
Oh, I see. So you were caring about the turd
show.
Oh, turd show. That'll get another text from the guy.
Yeah, we're the turd show. Yeah.
The Lord of the Turds. That's what we are.
We are the Lord of the Turds.
Okay.
God. All right.
Well, what else you got to talk about then? Put something else on the table.
All right. I like this one because it's just so dumb, but I love it. It says, at what point on your phone's battery life percentage do you guys start to panic? For me, it's 20%.
Yeah, exactly. Once it says going into low power mode and it goes to red and it's about 20%, I'm like, I'm out.
You guys are lame.
How are they? But what do you mean? Why are we lame?
50%, I'm charging that B up.
Okay.
I don't wait that long.
I think that's more lame than letting it go down.
Being prepared, Danny. I don't like my gas tank to go below a half.
So you guys I
get everything. As soon as the half happens, I'm getting charged.
Just wait till Tatum's 7 and she just wants to play on your phone all the time, because I've gotten to the point of where it's been 1% and we are on a flight.
Oh, my gosh.
Lucky enough, we landed before, so I could call my mom and say, hey, come pick us up.
I would say you need a portable charger at that point, or some of these new fancy plans with the plug-ins.
Yeah,
you're right, Steve. I always have the portable charger, but Danny's not that guy.
No, I have portable chargers. I hadn't flown this airline that we were flying in a long time, and I forgot that they didn't have chargers on planes.
I never trust them.
And I was like,
trust it. I don't care what airline it is.
Here we are.
Because even the airline I love, they have some older planes that don't have them.
Oh, see, I've never been on a plane in the past, recent past, that doesn't have chargers on a plane. And I was like, what is happening?
It's 2022, damn it.
I have a 7-year-old and she wants to watch Shrek.
I'll wear this stupid mask, but give me a damn outlet. Then you get kicked off for that reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Make sure you grab some of those nice little booze bottles when you go, too, Danny. Yeah.
So the problem with ours, I'll look, and when it goes into red, which is 20% lower, I start getting nervous, because when I'm on my couch, there's no plug-in. Like, you know, my old house, we had like a wall outlet right by the couch, so I could have a charger ready to go. The house that we're in now, there's no outlets anywhere near, so it's just like, unless I get one of those like 40 like foot cords or something like that, or 20 foot cords or something stupid, then maybe. But the crazy part is, like, you know, it's at 20%. I'm like, okay, I should limit the amount of times I play on my phone because I got the rest of the night to worry about. It's almost like your mind messes with you, like, I should just check this real quick. Next thing you know, you're at like 5%, and then it's like, how long can I play with this thing until it fully dies, the phone?
Well, you guys are doing it the right. You guys are really hit.
It stays on 1% forever.
You guys are doing it the right way when you let it go down that low, because it supposedly does increase the battery life to charge it from a low place.
Is that still the way it is? I thought we moved past that.
I mean, that's the last thing I read. I don't know. Maybe you're right, Steve. Maybe it doesn't matter anymore. But I always have a charge. Now, you know, Steve, that's why I keep a portable charger. I have two portable chargers. I've got the big, massive one that can charge the world. And then I got this little guy for those places, like you say, where you don't have a plug nearby and... Therefore, it's like, all right, there's a little charger, and I bring that out and charge the phone that way.
Have you guys seen those new couches from Lovesack, I think,
Lovesack,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of Lovesack.
They have,
really?
Yeah.
Not in this context.
They're the ones that used to do the beanbags, but now they have, like, full-on couches and sectionals that, like, they build the wireless technology to charge your phone into the couch.
Lovesack is legit. Okay, they got a store at Bellevue Square, if you don't know.
I want one. So bad.
They have surround sound on these couches.
That too.
What the F?
Yeah.
Go to Bellevue Square. Check it out.
Gotta
go to
Jin
Tai Fung after.
They call them sectionals.
Yeah, sectionals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. The Lovesack is a joint.
They're cool looking couches too.
Yeah,
I like the whole speakers in the couch, and when the bass hits, it rumbles your butt.
Oh, yeah,
oh yeah,
dude, I've seen it, and you can like rearrange
this is like
4DX.
Them.
Yeah, you can rearrange them to like make a mattress out of your couch, so you can have like movie night.
And the price tag to match. Oh, good God,
are they expensive?
The cheap two seats, four sides for almost $3,000.
Yeah. Well, again, it is Bellevue Square. You know, a store that's in Bellevue Square, you know, is not going to be cheap.
Yeah, I'll just buy a couple Bluetooths and shove them in the cushions.
Yeah.
Whose cushions? Oh, the cushions. Yeah, sorry.
That is cool, though. They
look cool, but...
I never even thought that could be a thing, but it makes all the sense in the world that would be the next in technology, is having speakers into your couch for the full surround sound experience.
And I got to be thinking, if they're charging that much money, they have to be quality made. I mean, if it, like Rev said, if
really?
You know, they have to be that kind of money.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
I mean, because the technology is nice, but they can't be giving you a cheap-ass couch and charging you thousands more just to have a couple of speakers on the couch. If they are, that really sucks. But I haven't heard anything negative about Lovesack yet, so I don't know.
Yeah, they're pretty pricey, but if you got the money, that would be pretty sweet to have. You know, when people deck out their home theater, quote unquote, this should be pretty sweet to have.
Yeah, that's one disappointment I have. I don't have a home theater yet.
Someone says, we've had a Lovesack sectional for years. Didn't even know about this possible upgrade. Thank you for the information.
You're welcome.
I just still have.
How do you love your sectional? Is it worth the money? I mean, that's a good question to have, because, you know, you could buy cheap stuff. I mean, especially when I was starting out with Kathy, we did, and, you know, it fell apart, and it's just that kind of thing.
So it says they're worth it.
Oh, okay.
They get delivered by FedEx in an average of 11 to 20 boxes.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. You better show up right before right recycling day.
Wow.
I'm still trying to catch up on all my boxes and garbage after Christmas and the snowstorm, and it stopped all, like, the pickups.
Oh, yeah.
So I still have, like, boxes in one room that I'm just breaking down.
Do they let you put as many out as you want?
They let you put out more. I just got lazy with the breaking out of the boxes.
Yeah. See, I'm going to go with something that has a smaller box situation, and it's this TikTok. They call it the TikTok coffee table. There is a mini fridge within the actual coffee table, a place for your snacks, and you can charge everything, and it has speakers and lights, all this fancy stuff. Pretty much what the couch is doing, but it has snacks.
So it's a coffee table that is a fridge inside.
Yes.
And that's it right there. You show me that picture. That's a fridge?
There's a mini fridge, and there's a place for snacks. You can connect all your devices. And I think there's even like stuff you can do on the top part, but I don't remember.
Did somebody make it, or is this for sale?
You can get it at Wayfair.
Oh, Wayfair. Okay. Yeah. That's legit. I'm not going to lie to you. I could get that.
That I needed back in my stoner days.
Right?
Yes.
Although I didn't need a reason to easily have access to snacks.
Steve, I've noticed you've gained about 20 pounds since Vicky brought up that thing on the show. What happened?
I don't know, guys. I'm doing the same thing I always did. I sit on the couch and I watch my shows.
Yeah. You're right. That's a dangerous thing to have on hand. At least I have to get up and go to the fridge. There's some exercise that goes along
with it. Yeah, get a little bit of your move goal on your rings. You're all good.
Yeah, that's not cool if everything is right there in front of me. Maybe that's not a good idea.
Yeah, someone said deliver sectionals for FedEx, and they average around 26 giant boxes per delivery.
So does that mean that you have to like set them up by yourself?
Sounds like
you don't want to deal
that's
with that.
Why that's why I feel like if you go to the store, maybe they have a delivery option.
Yeah, I would
hope
so.
Out their, because I wouldn't want to do that. Because then at least with the delivery, they'll take the boxes away. That should be part of the gig.
And then the delivery driver said, stop ordering them. It's so many boxes. Wow.
And they can't be super light.
No, I wouldn't imagine so.
Yeah, some poor FedEx driver's got to do that by themselves? A whole sectional couch?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
No wonder why sometimes it takes forever for me to get stuff from them.
Yeah.
It's because you're delivering these sectionals to people.
Yeah, that's okay.
So we've uncovered the mystery.
Yeah.
That's it.
Come on, people. I'm trying to get my whatever. That's not 26 boxes.
Yeah, that's a lot of boxes. I don't think I want to do it that way.
All right, somebody's got a question for us. It's for me, but I feel like we could all answer this. It says,
all righty.
Good morning, Steve. I just wanted to give you some time to think about this. I sent it earlier this morning. It says, pick one. Party with Van Halen. Drinks with Motorhead. Chilling with Iron Maiden on their plane. Shenanigans with Ozzy. In studio with Nirvana. You can pick any time period, but which one are you going with?
Oh,
such a vast
array
of experiences.
I've already got mine right now.
Do Shenanigans mean I snort ants with Ozzy?
Yeah.
I think anything's possible.
I think
bite bat heads.
You can fill in your own definition for shenanigans.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Where are you going with BJ?
I'm lame. I would want an in studio with Nirvana.
Same.
No. 100% out. As much as I love Nirvana, and it'd be amazing, the one time I spent being in the studio with Weezer was one of the most awkward, cringy experiences of my entire life.
But that's Weezer, and they're terrible.
Wow.
I don't know.
Did you just say Weezer was did I just hear that out of somebody on the show?
Oh, yeah, and I'll stand by that one.
Wow.
I disagree, and I love Weezer. Early Weezer. I'm not.
There you go.
Africa Weezer. Weezer.
Weezer. Weezer.
Hey, Weezer's terrible.
Weezer. I got your Weezer right here.
But you're in their space, and it's like you're in their creative world, and it gets awkward. I can only imagine Kurt Cobain would be not much fun to be in a studio with.
Oh, you know what? I thought it was our studio. I totally was thinking in our studio, like doing an interview.
Oh, well, that would be fun.
But I think you're right, Steve. I think he probably meant be in studio with them while they're recording. And you're right. It is so awkward. I got to do that with somebody too, and it's weird. It just,
I'm leaning towards just because of my buddy Domi, who was once a roadie for Van Halen during their 1984 tour, which still I think must have been the greatest job of all time. They're like the biggest band in the world, and they're all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and he's working with them.
Yeah.
I think partying with Van Halen during 1984 would be one of the most insane just stories that would last a life. I could probably write a book just based on that.
Yeah, that is, you're talking about the cocaine-fueled days of fun right there.
And I mean, Domi's got a picture book that I read multiple times.
That also, to think, book, which is why you want to pick that, because you definitely have in your mind images of what went on.
Let's just say they were very fond of these little Gremlins action figures and where they decided to place them.
Wow, okay, there you go.
That's and I love Gremlins. I thought that was such a good movie, so I feel like I could bond with them over that.
So Vicky and I are saying in studio with Nirvana. You're saying Van Halen. All right, Danny, what about you? Where would you be?
I would probably do Shenanigans with Ozzy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like during the 80s?
Yeah, during the 80s. Yeah, you can go wherever you want. You're going to be hitting the clubs. You're going to be seeing some bats, some ants.
Let's not forget, though, he tried to choke his own wife during that time.
So Danny will be the surrogate person. That'll save Sharon the problem. Yeah, getting choked. If Danny gets choked.
You might be having a blast 1 minute. Next thing you turn around, and Ozzy's just trying to choke you.
I'll choke you, you little bastard, with your wallet chain. I'll choke you.
I just made my mind when I was out of my mind for so long.
Right there.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And then the whole night will be him doing.
I just.
And then you going, what? Over and over.
So it's basically hanging out with my mom. I got you.
All right, so let's play a guessing game, Steve. What is the best opportunity of all those experiences for Rev to meet Orgy? What's the best chance it could happen? Which experience?
The plane, so you can fly wherever they're at.
There we go. All right, that's it.
Hey, Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden, would you mind flying me to the Orgy concert?
And you're absolutely correct. Maybe not so much with the Orgy thing, but I would love to go flying on Ed Force One and just go jet sitting around, because at that point it's like, hey, where do you want to go? And then they're going to know where they want to go, and then we're going to party at wherever we go.
There is something really cool, especially if you think about, like, you know, the old TWA Pan Am years where you get the beautiful the stewardess is serving you the greatest food and greatest drink you could in a plane that's got a lot of space. You know, is it your own plane? I mean, there's something cool about that, the jet setter lifestyle, rock and roll style.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't want to sleep on the whole idea of drinking with Motorhead either, because everything I've ever heard, and granted, he's no longer with us, unfortunately, but everything I ever heard about Lemmy from Motorhead was that he just had fun hanging with everybody.
That's a really good point.
Everyone like gold. Yeah. So I got to imagine that you're hanging with Lemmy, but you just never know who else is going to pop by and want to have some drinks. And also just hanging out with Lemmy in general would be a lot of fun because I'd imagine he has stories.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and
I'd
bug him about all the wrestling stuff that he did, you know, like the whole writing music for Triple H.
Oh, that's right. He did do that stuff.
Yeah, that's
he wasn't a wrestling fan, so he probably just, you know, here, have another shot. Stop asking me about wrestling.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That would not be cool then if you're just bothering him about something like total fanboy about something he doesn't care about.
I'll move on rather quickly.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. And again, you know, you like wrestling a lot. So, yeah, it's you know what? I feel like I picked the wrong one.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
The least fun one, at least.
Well, again, I thought it was going to be in our studio. I thought it was going to be in our studio, but in their studio, yeah. Because don't forget, Dave Grohl's there, too. I mean, that's why I was thinking this would be a great time.
Yeah. Because
you know what Dave Grohl, I mean, they're both, you know, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I had some good conversations with Kurt.
Depends on what my state of mind he'd be in. I've watched many interviews with Kurt Cobain. Some are very interesting. Some, it seems like he's just messing with the reporter or the interviewer. And others, he's just not there.
See, for me, this is like the best, like, since it's my dream, it's all going to go well.
Oh,
that's
so
what I'm putting in my head.
He had a good night's rest.
Yeah, exactly.
He's sober.
This is a horrible would you rather if, in fact, it's the worst. Like, okay, would you rather, but everybody's on their worst behavior in all of these situations. Like, their worst night ever that they've ever had, and you have to be part of it. That would be a whole different choice. Like, who'd you want to be with who's being a complete jerk?
Of all those?
Yeah, so of all those, it's Ozzy. Their worst night ever. Who would you like? All right, what would at least be, you think, the most entertaining, even though they'll treat you like crap?
Ozzy.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
Ozzy's probably the best.
Ozzy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great night until Ozzy took a bite out of my neck.
Yeah, but,
I mean,
exactly.
We're having a lot of fun.
We're not a bat. You wouldn't take a bite out of your neck.
Never mind. I don't think I want Ozzy anymore.
Well, you know, I do like to bust out bad impressions when I'm drunk. So.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah,
Steve.
Yeah, that's what'll happen. All right, this is a big question that needs an answer right now.
Uh-oh.
What do Ryan Castle and a Fluffernutter sandwich have in common? I want to tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a Fluffernutter sandwich have in common?
Well, I've been accused of being all of those things.
Yeah, a fluffer and a nutter.
And once a sandwich.
You know, over in England, they call him a nutter a lot. And, well, in a certain film industry, he's surely the best fluffer you can find.
Well, someone said everybody's got to get their start somewhere.
Like one texter said, both are suspected of killing Elvis.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And Rose in Tacoma says, every time I eat one, I get a little bite sticky stuff on my chin.
Okay, then.
All right, girl. Yeah.
Whoa.
There's a gelato place in my neighborhood that does Fluffernutter gelato, and it's delicious.
Oh. I wonder if they use the real fluff, too, like the marshmallow fluff and not the Kraft stuff. Because you can't get that out west. Yeah, I mean, and look at Kroger put out a food trend list, and part of the predictions for 2022, food from the 90s coming back. Pizza bagels, corn dogs, and Fluffernutter sandwiches. Again, you haven't had a Fluffernutter if you haven't had it with marshmallow fluff brand fluff.
And your daughter makes the best Fluffernutter.
I'd like the legalization of marijuana.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And BJ's daughter makes the best Fluffernutters you'll ever have.
Yeah, I got to get her to do that more.
Again, everyone's got to get their start somewhere.
Okay. Wow. Okay, then. Well, you know what? This was a great conversation. You know what? Ryan Castle, I don't know what he has left, but you know what? He can take that 12-pack and put it somewhere. That's next.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
We think that money would make us happier than love. That's really sad that so many people think that way.
Well, I mean, some people are just miserable in their relationships, so that could be it.
You know, again, if you could have love. Like, in other words, you know...
They don't know what love is.
Yeah, I mean...
But you know how good money makes you feel.
Yeah.
And if you have enough money, you could buy love.
Yes.
Well,
at least
I don't know.
In Nevada.
You guys don't know the Beatles classic. Money can't buy me love, man.
And, define love, because you can buy something.
There we go.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy.
Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.